My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Watch Out for Fireballs Dispatch Roundup.
Yeah, where we read the overflow runoff from our dispatch questions. That is insulting to the questions.
Yeah,
you're not runoff.
We do this instead of dumping them in a nearby playground to kill children and flipper babies.
Yeah.
No, this is, you know, we get more questions than we can answer in our dispatch, regular dispatch episodes. So we do them here. It's the one Patreon benefit we've never mentioned, I think. Mm-hmm. but if you patronize us, you get this. You already know this because you're listening to it, but I don't know. We should talk about it sometime.
Maybe.
I don't know what things are. Get into it. We're going to start with some topics and then get into some games questions and such. I'm going to get us started here with James, who has a discussion prompt. Which dialogue choices matter? Games have the best say nothing option. I've always been disappointed in Telltale Interactive's games and other Choices Matter game where I overthink what an NPC has said. Maybe I shouldn't tell them what I know so I can let them talk and gather more information about their stance, etc. This always leads to failure in games such as Mass Effect and L.A. Noire. The situation you find yourself in these games, you shouldn't be giving all your valuable information away. Follow up, how would you solve this problem? Good question.
Yeah.
I also have noticed this is something that games don't do great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was very impressed by it playing Telltale games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this idea that saying nothing was an option, but then as part of the kind of the grand realization of Telltale's trick,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I like, I'm not complaining about Telltale's trick, but Telltale's trick that like the choices matter less than you think.
Yeah.
In these matter even less than that. They tend to, when you don't do anything, it oftentimes does map onto one of the things you could have said.
Yeah, it's because, that's kind of rude. Anyway.
Yeah. As I was saying, there's a lot of that stuff that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, this is something that, like, that does happen in, like, dialogue choices in, you know, like RPGs, that happen to have dialogue trees or whatever, but it's not systematized.
Yeah. Right?
It's just like, okay, I'm going to avoid saying this thing, or it'll just have an option to say, you know, say nothing, let them spool out more. Right.
It's a thing where I think dialogue choices are for two purposes in a game. Like one of them is actually to affect choice and everything, and the other is to role play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you run into this with games where you can say multiple things and a lot of them are the same thing. You can say it multiple ways. This can suck dick. Like, this can suck absolute ass. This can be Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's very frustrating. Like, yes, no, or insult, or tell me more are the only insults for things. When it works, there is an element of role playing, and saying nothing can be like a role playing element, I guess.
Yeah.
Is the best I've really seen it done. In terms of how I'd fix it, it almost adds like a whole order of magnitude of like dialogue tree complexity in a way that won't happen now with spoken dialogue.
Yeah.
The time to fix this would have been during Baldur's Gate times and Torment times and stuff like that. It wouldn't be in the fully voiced super future we live in now, I think.
No, absolutely not. I think that the only way that you can do this is like sparingly. Like it can't be for everything. It has to be at certain high stakes points. You know, and maybe a couple of low stakes ones intentionally, but it couldn't be for every option.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You can't just play a silent character. And like the trick would be the dialogue choice has to have, you know, if somebody is asking you essentially like a yes or no, because a lot of times I like choices do, or A or B, right? A better way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Saying nothing cannot map onto A or B.
Yeah.
Saying nothing has to be a C.
Yes. And you see this sometimes, like this is a thing in like Life is Strange games as well. They've done this a few times that I can remember, which is like, it is a timed dialogue choice. And oftentimes it is, you know, kind of like testing you.